At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Never has that statement actually been more untrue. We are far from ready to go, but we're going to give it our best shot. Good morning, everybody. Oh, my goodness. What are we doing here at this hour? We welcome you to a new week. And Gwen and Chris checking in the midday slot here. At least Tony's on time, kind of. He's in Philadelphia on the East Coast, so there it's 1 o'clock. He's had a chance to have kind of a regular day. Hello, sir. We are, Scraby and I are like still fighting off the cobwebs, I think. This may not be early for the rest of you out there who get to work normally at 8:30 or 9, but for us, like we're just not there. We're just not
there. It takes a little bit for the brains to warm up.
Yeah, so we're going to give it our best.
I 100% get it. I mean, having to do this show at 10 o'clock, I'd be a mess right now.
We are. And anybody watching on the stream, on the YouTube, there's nothing to watch. I haven't even come close to signing in.
There's me. So you can go to the stream.
I'm trying to get signed into the stream, but I'm I'm just not quite there yet. Anyway, we'll give it everything we got here. I know the Padres did that in Cincinnati over the weekend. And look, that was, first of all, it's a very frustrating loss. Anytime you have a one-run lead and, you know, you don't hold it in the bottom of the ninth, you're going to, you know, feel like that was a missed opportunity. But, and Tony, we know this. If they would have won that game yesterday, it would have been one of the great steal jobs in baseball history. History might be a little harsh, but you go 0 for 13 with runners in scoring position and leave, I don't know how many chances to add to that lead on the table. You just kind of knew almost that they weren't going to win in the bottom of the ninth. It was just kind of, just had that feeling all along. And so it came to happen. The good news, they got all those chances. Bad news, they didn't put any of them in. So that's what I think hurt
them.
Not
a one.
Yeah. Not a one. Incredible.
No, that's the definite takeaway from yesterday's game. 0 for 13, multiple opportunities, and couldn't string together, you know, a hit. And when you leave opportunities in general, but especially when you leave that many, it pretty much forces you to have to be perfect in a game that it's very hard to be perfect. And, you know, I'm sure T. Wade is beating himself up over not making that play.
Yeah.
But that the end of the day, that has very little to do with why they lost that game. You know what I'm saying? Like, ultimately, you leave 13 runners on, or you go 0 for 13 with runners in scoring position. That's you giving yourself no leeway at all.
Yeah, and they actually did leave 13 on, too. So 13 was the unlucky number in both categories there. And, you know, look, they tried a little bit of everything, right? They weren't making a lot of productive outs early in the game either. Like, guys would get on second base and they would stay there the rest of the inning. And so Mike Schilt, you know, put the bunt on and got Cronenworth, you know, got him over and almost beat that out, but got him over.
Yeah.
And, you know, Diaz popped up. So it was just one of those things where you just inning after inning after inning. And, you know, like I said, if they would have won it, it would have been a great, you know, one of those ones that you got out of there. Bogaerts had another great game. And, you know, this is starting to become more of a trend. I hate to tell the Bogaerts haters out there, but it's become more of a trend that Bogaerts is having great games. You know, doubles, two doubles, a home run, yeah. And, you know, he's playing great defense. I know he went down late in that game, and I hope that he'll be back in there today in Philadelphia. I'm sure that'll be kind of a wait and see on that, but, you know, he's doing his thing, you know, more than you've ever gotten before. Gavin Sheets continues to be a revelation. I know he went 0-for-2 yesterday with RISP, but he also had two hits, and he hit the game-winning home run on Saturday. You know, and he's doing it all against left-handed pitching, by the way, which is even another feather in his cap.
Yeah.
You know, so
for sure.
I you know, that's a surprise. I got the I don't get a lot of messages from either of you during the game, because you guys know that I'm never watching live.
Exactly.
But Saturday afternoon, there it was from Tony Gwynn Jr. Hey, Chris, we finally got you a 3-run homer. and my response to that in my mind, because I wasn't watching at the time, I was out refereeing some basketball Saturday afternoon, obviously taping the game or DVRing the game. But my first thought in my mind was, I bet you we won this game. I mean, that's 3-run homers do help you win games. I know that I get made fun of because I point out the fact the Padres have not been doing that, the 3-run homer this year. But whenever you do them, they help you win, and so they got that one win there. And they go into Philadelphia. They kind of got to get – it's not got to anything. But the bottom line is this wild card thing is bunching up, Tony. There's so many teams now that you feel like anytime you lose 2 out of 3, you're losing a little ground somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, listen, maybe. I would just say that the one positive you could take out is that you did have some guys swing the bat well yesterday, and it seemed like the middle of the lineup was pretty productive. And so they're going to need that in this next go-round. I mean, in this next series against Philly, because you're facing Wheeler in a game who he's always tough on the Padres. Game two, you got Christopher Sanchez, who's another one of their good lefties. You know, the Padres had struggled, although they did well against Abbott the other day there, I thought. They ran his pitch count up, got him out of the game. So, you know, and then on Wednesday, who are they throwing on Wednesday? They're throwing Abel. They're throwing a righty. So it's
the
a
new
young
guy.
Dude. Maybe
young
they can,
guy.
Yeah, maybe they can take advantage of the young guy, but this is a good team, another good team. And, you know, Padres, you know, facing off against good teams have been a little bit of an issue for them this year.
They have not done as well against a good team. They have mopped up on the losing teams, and that's what's keeping them right in the hunt. Look, you know, I mentioned the wild card race. I mean, it is really tight. I mean, you've got six teams, starting with the Mets, then the Brewers, then the Cardinals. The Padres are actually in the fourth spot right now in the wild card. The Giants and the Reds. Those six teams are separated by 3.5 games from top to bottom. So, yeah, anytime you win a couple, you move up. Anytime you lose a couple, you move down. And so, you know, there's going to be this quite crazy race for a while. You brought up the left-handed pitching, and I got to put it out there, Tony, how they're doing, better, et cetera. To me, the reason that it feels like they're struggling against left-handed pitching is because Fernando Tatis Jr. is struggling. And it is honestly now a bit of an extended stretch. I know he had a hit yesterday, but he, in the last, I think it's 49 games, is hitting like 203. And his OPS is like 670, which is kind of Xander Bogaerts territory. And I'm always willing to give everybody an up and down, you know, 15, 20 games here and there. You go up, you go down. But this is an extended one. 49 games is almost a third of a season. And I've kind of waiting for Fernando to bust out of this thing, Tony. And it hasn't really happened yet, honestly.
No, it hasn't. And I think the offense hasn't been as good since he hasn't been as good,
yeah.
You know? And so, you know, there may be some correlation there, but I mean, he's not going nowhere. He's going to be in that lineup.
Oh yeah.
So
no, yes. I'm not suggesting they take him out. I'm just suggesting they need him. You just hope
that he can get it going. Yeah. No, I don't think there's any doubt. You definitely have to have a Padre lineup at his best. Not only has Manny doing what he's doing, but it also has Toddy being a big factor in it as well. And so I think him and Merrill both have to, and Jackson he's shown some signs of you know, getting going in the direction that we saw, but those two are going to be vital. I think that's just the cold hard facts, along with what Manny has continued to do throughout the season.
Yeah, Tatis, the OPS, I mean, is about 120 points lower than his season OPS. So we're not getting the slug. I'm going to say it's about 200 points lower than his career OPS. His career OPS is 871. And like we said, 40, 50 games, he's at about 670. So that's, you know, we got to start seeing the Fernando we're used to seeing. And I think that's going to go a long way to cranking this thing up, but maybe hopefully, you know, this week in Philadelphia would be a really good time. But as you said, Tony, they're playing some really good arms. I mean, Wheeler tonight, and nobody ever seems to knock him around too much. And Sanchez has nasty stuff tomorrow. So Padres are going to have their work cut out for them. The good news there is once they get through Philly, they will finish at home with 10 games before the All-Star break. And then I think we'll discuss this here moving forward, but you know, the next month and a half, what was the trade deadline? The end of July, or did they move it back? I forget.
No, it's the end of July. Let me just make sure.
I thought they moved it up. Anyway, I think A.J. Preller is going to be.
I want to say it's
the
31st.
Yeah, they do. It used to be the 31st. Okay, they kept it there. So to me, A.J. Preller is going to be in the spotlight the next month. Like, we're going to bring him up a lot because I think the team as it's currently constructed is either a bunch of guys are going to have to start doing better, or I don't know that they're going to get where they want to go. They need King back, they need Darvish back, and they need some more offense. And we'll see what AJ can do here because they're hanging right there. That's the good news. They're certainly in position to do something, but I'm becoming a little bit concerned with what I'm seeing. All right, but that's me, and it's this early. The fact that I'm seeing anything is a surprise at this point. We are in for Braden.
It's not early anymore, right?
Huh?
I mean, it's not early anymore, right? Like, can I start maybe sort of worrying a little bit?
Oh, you mean the Padres early? I thought you meant, is it early in the morning?
Oh, no, it's definitely early in the morning, but I'm saying, like, the Padres, the season, it's not early anymore in my mind.
No, it's not early. We're halfway point.
Yeah.
Beyond the halfway point.
Now I'm going to start.
You want to get concerned?
Worrying a little bit.
All right, well, let's talk about what they need to do when we come back. And I think, you know, some of it's obvious. Maybe some of it isn't obvious. But we're in for Braden. Braden was in for the morning show. The Padres and Phillies pregame show is like 5.5 hours from now, so don't even worry about that. We'll be on the air till then. Tony's in Philly. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
118 out here in Philadelphia. 1018 back there in San Diego. Pretty early in the morning for my two guys, Christopher and Matthew. But they're hanging in. Hanging in.
He said, huh? I'm usually walking the dogs right about now, so...
It's throwing everybody off. It's throwing me off. I mean, you know, we're all routine oriented.
Oh, totally.
And this routine is not working for me.
Before we move,
you can adjust to the situation.
Sounds
Chris.
Like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
Before we move any further into the show, we need to make sure we speak on the passing of Dave Parker. The Cobra, as they called him, passed away. He was dealing with Parkinson's for a while now and was obviously going to be going into the Hall of Fame here in the next couple of weeks. And unfortunately, he won't be able to go through the ceremony. But a sad day in baseball as one of, you know, I thought, you know, one of the legends of our game passed away.
He was a terrible oversight by the Hall of Fame voters, not putting him in the Hall of Fame until they did. And as it turned out, it was, you know, a little too late because, as you said, Tony, enjoy it. The guy finished in the top five of the MVP balloting five times. So that tells you he's one of the best players in the league at least five times. And more than that, because he was winning the Gold Glove pretty much every year in right field. He was winning the Silver Slugger pretty much every year. He was on the All-Star team. He had one of the best arms from right field ever.
Yeah.
You could put anybody else against him, and there might be guys that threw as well as Dave Parker. Not better, though, than Dave Parker.
Nope.
And, you know, there's highlights of some of the throws he made in World Series and in All-Star games when that stuff actually mattered. Dave Parker was incredible. And Dave Parker gets one more note on my list of remembrances for baseball players. He helped me realize that baseball players are human beings, too. When they ran a photo of him in Sports Illustrated sitting in his locker smoking a cigarette. And I thought, oh, okay, this is real. Now, I don't know that he was a heavy smoker, but he did have a cigarette going. Dave Parker should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago, and it's too bad, honestly, that this, you know, now he passes before he can even, you know, get down there and, you know, be part of it. And I don't know what I think. There's something with the 70s and 80s, Tony, where because the numbers weren't as big.
Yeah, maybe
it was
so.
Just a different era. Parker only hit 30 home runs three times. But I guarantee you, if Parker played, you know, when some of these other guys played, he would hit 40, seven or eight times.
He was a big acquisition of the at then Oakland Athletics when they ran through the Giants in the World Series back then. He was a big part of that.
1990, he had 22 home runs. He had 20. Yeah. Look, Parker was just a star player. Right? Here's the thing. They did a really good piece on NFL Network the other day about John Stallworth and Lynn Swann. Now, these were two Super Bowl wide receivers for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They both probably made more highlight reel catches for touchdowns in the Super Bowl than any pair in history. But both of them, it took them like 10 years each after their careers to get into the Hall of Fame. And they interviewed the – now, they're both in there now, finally – but they interviewed the Pittsburgh writer who covered them and asked him what finally pushed it over the limit. What got people to change their mind? And he said, I finally stood up one day because, you know, in the NFL Hall of Fame, they actually sit around in rooms and discuss guys. You don't just fill out a ballot and send it in. And he said, he stood up and he said, I don't care what the numbers are on Swann and Stallworth because, you know, again, this is an era where the Steelers used to run the football. These guys didn't catch the ball a lot. He said, don't look at the numbers. Just look at what do your eyes tell you? He goes, if that's the numbers, then we don't even need to be here. A computer can choose the Hall of Fame. He said, look at the players. Look at what they did. And I think that's what you need to do with a guy like Parker. I don't care what the numbers are. He was one of the best players in baseball. Should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. Anyway.
Couldn't agree more.
That's my diatribe on that. We should also mention the passing of Dwayne Lucas yesterday at the age of 89. There's a lot of Del Mar people and horse racing fans. Dwayne Lucas was just synonymous with the sport of horse racing. And 89, he trained more Triple Crown race winners than any other trainer in history but Bob Baffert. He's a legend, Hall of Fame, and his passing is going to be felt and missed. He'll be missed in the horse racing community as well. So, to our horse racing fans out there.
To our soccer fans, STFC with another victory, 3-2 victory.
We're
man, this is, give it up for STFC. 3-2 victory against FC Dallas. They continue their just amazing inaugural season here so far. This is shaping up to, I mean, at this point, it's shaping up to be a one for the ages at this point, the way they have come in and asserted themselves atop the table.
They scored in extra time to win the match. I mean, it was tied up, and they scored with, you know, after the final official, you know, buzzer there. They got the extra time. Yeah, they're on an incredible roll, and
I think I'm at the point now where I might very well have to purchase a Apple package here.
Yeah, can you buy one for your less than rich partner? I want to watch the matches. I do, and I'm really, you know, now I'm kind of torn. You know, what do I do here? This team is 12-5. They're on top. They score more goals than anybody in the league. They're fun to watch. I
think I've come to that crossroads that I think it's gonna have to happen.
Yeah, I mean my only other choice is just to whine about the MLS not making the match available to me.
Yeah,
either that or I'm gonna have to start begging for a press pass every week and kind of just sneak in there that way. But yeah, I want to see these guys play. I enjoyed watching them early in the season when some of the matches were on, and now I feel like I'm missing out on what's happening here.
I definitely feel like I'm missing out. That's definitely a big reason why I'm doing it at this point, because I feel like everybody else is getting to enjoy this. and I'm not. And so, yeah, I decided last night, actually, that this is happening.
Do you run that pass your significant other, or did you just make a purchase and ask for forgiveness later?
I think I'm going to go with the latter this time.
when you're able to watch the next soccer match and it clicks on in her mind, wait a minute, did you buy the soccer package? Then you'll have to explain it from there.
I'll have to wear it at that point. I think it may be worth it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, incredible. I mean, I don't know if Mikey Veras isn't the coach of the year in that league. That seems like the easiest call of all time. So.
We did confirm Matt Waldron looks like he'll be making the start today for the Padres. And so if indeed that is going to be the case, his last time, the Padres' only victory last year came on a start for Matt Waldron, in which he was brilliant. So quite frankly, the Padres need a starter to go some distance. They haven't had very much luck here recently with a starter being able to get deep into the ball game.
Yeah, other than Pivetta, right? I mean, Pivetta's
been the only one.
Innings the other day. You know, I've been calling for, you know, Waldron to get healthy and get up here and you know help this ball club. They need it. I mean, you know, they're Michael King, their keep writing story. Kevin Acey, you know, give him credit. He's on the beat, man. He's writing about Michael King and when he might, you know, come back and ramp up. But still nobody knows. So, you know, Darvish, I think, is, you know, all-star break, couple more weeks. So they could use two or three good starts from Matt Waldron right now. There's no question. And, you know, hopefully the knuckleball, he's got a good feel for it. That's the hard thing about a knuckleball. He hasn't pitched in a big league game in a long time, and now he's got to go out there tonight and throw it up there and hope it's dancing.
He has the chance to do something that he didn't get to do last year, which is pitch the second half of the season. Because, you know, last year he got the Padres through the first half, and then he got injured and had to go down. He threw a bunch of innings, but now he gets to pitch in some big games.
Wait, what? He pitched it. He was here to the break, wasn't he?
He was, but I'm saying, like, he didn't get to pitch down the stretch last year.
Right. We don't know that that's going to be the case this year. So
I guess that's true.
We should wait and see if that actually is going to happen. Certainly, you know, he's capable if you do need him. He's I think he's shown that in the first half of last season. Nonetheless, let's get to break. Because on the other side, Padres pen pals should be, I mean, absolutely fantastic. I've already seen one of them that you got on the rundown.
Someone tweeted me during the game on Saturday, tweeted a bunch of us saying they're done with this team. And then they came back and won the game.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's the same person that probably has tweeted us about, you know, because, you know, the hot streak that Xander Bogaerts is on right now, that never happened. Because we DFA'd him long ago.
Yes, him and Luis Arraez and... So all those other guys.
Yeah, those guys are no longer on the squad. I don't know if you're
We'll talk about all of that and some on the other side.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quinn and Chris brunch. Welcome back. 10:35 is the time. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Philadelphia. Padres and Phillies tonight. Teams are going to be meeting quite a bit here over the next couple of weeks. Phillies come to San Diego, I believe, to close out the first half, or the unofficial first half, final games before the All-Star break. But Padres will be in Philly, then they get home. I think it's Texas, Arizona, and Philadelphia. And then the then it'll be the All-Star break. And then, Tony, we will see what moves will be made for this ball club to help ensure that they survive this wild card race. As I said, six teams separated by 3.5 games right now.
I will say the days leading up to the deadline aren't really that fun to be around because everybody's on eggshells.
Yeah, I bet.
Naturally. Like, that's what I've noticed over, you know, since I've been doing this full time. Being around everybody, and depending on the year, it starts a little bit earlier. Like last year, I felt like there was only a few days of it. The years prior, it felt like you dealt like for a week, everybody was like walking on eggshells. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I mean, we get to that point, we come out of that break, couple games into it. By that time, I'm sure the buzz will be high and, you know, we'll start having at least a feel for what's out there in terms of like the overall viewpoint. But yeah, man, this roster as is now may only be intact for another, you know, 30 days.
I agree. I think that's a given. One of the guys that I know his name has come up a lot. It doesn't excite me too much, but because he's hitting 185. But Luis Robert did go on the injured list today with a hamstring injury.
That is one of the most common guys that is asked, why not trade for him? Why not trade for him?
Because he's hitting 185. That's
exactly.
Why.
And look at his last couple years.
Shouldn't really be much bigger an answer than that. But if you really want a guy 185, then maybe we should, you know. Get him. All right, let's do some Padre pen pals. Is he going to be asked about in that?
No.
All right.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres pen pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. If you are not familiar with Padres Pen Pals, this is something that we do Mondays at 3:40 most of the time, and it's things that I get in my DMs, things that I get on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. It's been rough in the last couple weeks.
Rough people because the team hasn't played up to par?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And everybody needs to be DFA'd, and everybody needs to be released, and everybody needs to be fired, and blah, 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 blah. But here is one. I'm not going to say this person's name because they admitted that they tweeted this in their feels. But this is not the first time I have received a message like this. It was during the game on Saturday when the Padres went down, what was it, 3-1 at some point, and then they had to make their way back.
It was 4-1.
You're right, 4-1. Okay, yeah. So it was right after they went to 4-1, the Reds scored.
And, I mean, I got to be honest with you, with all due respect, because I'm now a fan of Vasquez after he drove me crazy in April. I mean, did they just, every ball they hit fall in the other day? It seemed like they, in the Vasquez game, Tony. I mean, they're hitting some balls on the line, but, I mean, my goodness, not every ball you hit is supposed to find grass. It seemed like that was happening.
Well, yeah, it definitely did.
That happens when you're leaving the ball up.
Yeah,
so was that like, it? Even was on the edges.
Yeah, okay.
Even when he was on the edges, if it was up, they were still able to kind of. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they had, I think, 8 hits off him in the first 2 innings. I'm
yeah,
like,
it
come
was
on.
Crazy.
What's going on?
Traffic copping to the extreme.
Like somebody catch the ball, but there you couldn't catch it. It kept landing out of everybody's reach.
All right, so this person tweeted this. I am now officially just going to tune out the Padres. See you next year. Also, at Woods, Ben, 97.3, Scraby, Braden, I know you guys get some money from the Padres, but please don't sell out and say that we are doing just fine. Woods replied to this tweet and said that we pay them, which I thought was, you know, that is true. The Padres do not pay us to carry the games. We actually purchase it from
them.
Yeah,
the Padres do pay us to say nice things about them. I mean,
let's facilitate the rumor.
Let's tell everybody with a fact. I mean, I said the Padres, you know, played well Saturday. Cha-ching. That was like $10 right there.
Okay, so my question for you guys, and Chris, you're up first, is... Is this feeling not too crazy at this point in the year?
Who's first?
You.
Okay. That feeling probably can cross anybody's mind during the course of one of these games, but yeah, it's stupid. it's stupid for no other reason than this question back to you, and that is, what are you going to do instead?
That's true. They're going to still watch the games.
Yeah, what do you have lined up for the next 3.5 months? Because I remember, this is going back a ways, but I remember one year the NFL went on strike, and it was like, seemed like the third time they missed, you know, games in like a 6 or 7 year period. They're going on strike a lot. And I said, I've had enough, and I'm not watching. They went on strike for 3 weeks, so I'm not watching any football for 3 weeks. And the first Sunday, I went, like, holed up in my room and watched HBO during NFL games.
And you're like, what am I doing this for?
Exactly. Like, about an hour into it, I was like, this is stupid. What's the score of the game? You know, I mean, come on. What are you going to watch, some dumb movie? I mean, I want to watch the game.
That is hilarious.
So, yeah, actually, you're not going to, you can give up the Padres, but you got nothing better to do out there. Please.
Tony, what do you think about this? Is this not, I mean, I know what you're going to say about this, but do you understand why people might think this?
That I'm done for the whole year? And no, I can't. I don't understand that. I think, I think sports may not be for you. Or, but you know what? No, sports is for you. Baseball's not for you.
Yeah,
the other sports, the sense of urgency makes sense, you know. Well, maybe not basketball, but football, definitely the urgency makes sense. These other sports, though, it's like you got to play the long game. If you're going to quit in halfway through the season and just turn it off, I don't think baseball is something that you really enjoy. It may not be for you.
I do. I what Tony's saying is pretty on point, because I cease being a Dolphin fan every Sunday for about an hour, and then I go back, you know.
Don't worry, everybody.
Like, this is the last game I've ever watching. I've had it, you know.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I mean, though.
It.
You get frustrated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the game's
on.
You're like, I can't handle this anymore. I'm not watching next week.
I mean, baseball is just a very different sport to be a fan of.
Yeah.
You just have to have patience, and obviously I learned that over the years, and I'm still impatient.
It's hard.
Like, I feel like, hey, eight hits by Randy Vasquez in the first 2 innings, I was like pulling my hair out.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
they ended up winning the game. And that's the thing, when people text me in the middle of the game, this team's garbage. It's like, the game's not even over yet. And
that's the thing, is it's so silly at this point, given how many times they've come back. Like,
yeah, they have.
If you're still firing off the angry tweets or things like mid-game, like third inning. It's like, bro, just do something else. Don't even watch. Like, why do this to yourself?
I do understand the passion, all of that. But, yeah, it's just a lot sometimes. All right, that's the first one. Here's a positive one for everybody. Gavin Sheets has been awesome this season. And I am wondering, Tony, you're up first, if we can expect him to be this guy the rest of the season. Basically, is this who he is?
Yeah, thank you for the clarification.
Is this who he is?
At this point, you have to start believing what you see, right? I mean, halfway through, I think he's gotten better against lefties. I think he's been pretty consistent with the power. Just when it seems like he's starting to teeter off, boom, he has another good streak that gets him back where he's at again. And so, I mean, he's going to have to do it. I mean, he's going to have to complete the season for it to be, you know, for real. But I think at this point, you can at least start to be a little bit more comfortable depending on his production at this point, because he's really been, you know, pretty consistent. Certainly the most consistent he's ever been in his career.
Chris, is this the guy? Is this who Gavin Sheets is?
Pretty close to it, really. I mean, he's a little above what he normally does. He's about 30 points higher against right-handed pitching than his career. So, you know, I think he can continue that. Against lefties, he's about 40 points higher. So that's,
He's been hitting lefties lately.
Lately, he's been hitting them. Now, keep in mind, he's got one home run against lefties, the rest of them against righties. And that was against Chris Sale, but still just one. Yeah, I think this is what Gavin's going to give you the rest of the year. I feel comfortable about it. I think his confidence has got to be through the roof. And frankly, you know, he survived left field. Not only surviving, and now he's starting to make a diving play here and there. It's like it's getting good to him out there in left field.
That play was huge.
It was. Gavin, for anybody that doesn't like AJ Preller, and I know there's a lot of you out there, keep reminding yourself that this season...
They don't like him today.
Right, they don't like him today. But I'm just saying, keep in mind, if you don't like AJ Preller, this season might be over by now had he not gotten Gavin Sheets and Nick Pivetta. Those two guys have been so, you know, godsends.
Every year AJ Preller brings in guys that contribute right away, like Gary Sanchez came in, contributed right away last year, Kyle Higashioka. This year he's got Gavin Sheets and Nick Pivetta. So he does find the deals in free agency.
I would say.
It works out.
I would say. At least that time.
All right, let's move to the next one. Chris, you're up first.
For the record, Higashioka wasn't a free agent, but that's okay.
Oh, you're right.
Facts stand in the way of a good story.
No, that's right. That's right. But he did ask for Higashioka in the trade.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there was some part of AJ Preller that wanted Kyle Higashioka.
Right. We got you.
What am I on Twitter right now? Jeez.
Oh, bro,
I tried not to say anything, but I couldn't help it.
I can see the tweet now. Bro, Kyle Higashioka was a trade, not a free agency pickup. If you knew anything about baseball, you would know that, okay?
You don't know ball. You don't know ball.
I don't know ball.
Yeah.
I love Fernando, but for a guy who is making a ton of money, he has not lived up to the contract, and quite honestly, just seems like an average player. You are going to argue with me he's not, but look at what he's done recently. Ever since he signed that contract, it's been a bleep show. He's supposed to lead us to a World Series? Don't see it. Chris, why won't people give him a harder time?
Sounds like that person just did.
yes, they did.
Secondly, Fernando's got a little, you know, cachet built up. He is one of the great, you know, Padres we've ever had here for the first 5 or 6 years of his career. He didn't make it past the open of my show today. Right? I think people are starting to notice that he's been struggling for a while, way too long. 50 games is a long time. And he is one of the straws that stirs that drink. He has got to get going. Tony agreed. It's imperative. But the thing with Fernando, and I, in the back of my mind, I think it's in yours too, Scraby. keep that email handy.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he hits 20 home runs in the next month and a half, I want to read it again. Because he's certainly capable. And it just, I'm waiting for the switch to click.
That's the thing.
I'm not
giving
up yet on Fernando.
He has, every at bat is a chance for him to hit a home run, do something great, turn it around. So it's like, it's really hard to give up on a guy like that.
I don't think you're going to give up on him.
Tony,
I just hope that, you know, he's able to shut those kind of things down here in the next month.
Why don't people give Fernando a harder time?
I think Chris explained it pretty well. He's built up some cachet. I do think people are starting to notice. I don't think there's a question. I think we obviously hit on it in the first segment of the show today, talking about it. In terms of getting on him, I mean, what is it that we are you looking for us to do on that?
I never understand this. I get this all
come
the time.
On, Toddy, you got to get going there, guy, and start getting some hits.
Well, since you're there in Philadelphia, I expect you to go bang on his door right about now, Tony, and jar him up.
I mean,
oh, wait, it's not in the morning there. I keep forgetting.
It's an afternoon. We're 150. I think ultimately, like, yes, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, yeah, Toddy's not swinging the bat well, and the offense is maybe suffering because of it. I don't think that's unfair at all. But beyond that, there's nothing else to really say.
Yeah, I get this a lot in my DMs, but it's Scrivy, why don't you hold these guys accountable? What am I supposed to do? Like,
why don't you hold them accountable?
Yeah, like, well, me and the media. And the media. One of the comments I see on the chat all the time is from random people who come in and say, man, this media is so soft in this town. No one's holding these guys accountable. Yeah. What are we going to do? We're doing everything that we can. We talk about how bad they are when they're bad. We talk about how good they are when they're good. I don't understand it. Fernando's not going to care what I have to say to him. If I walked up to him and be like, hey, Fernando, I need you to be more accountable. He'd be like, who is this guy? Get him out of here. Because I don't care what he has to say. I don't understand it. All right, here's the last one. Why is Xander on this team? Why is Iglesias on this team? Why is Tyler Wade on this team? Why is Yuki Matsui, Wandy Peralta, and hell, even Robert Suarez on this team? AJ did not do a good job on this team. He did an incomplete job. Tony, you're up first. The prompt is discuss.
Can we get a name associated with this, or is this
why do we even have a baseball team at this point? I mean, he wants to get rid of everybody.
That is
true. We should just have no team, it sounds like.
I'm going to call this Grumpy Man.
Discuss. I don't know what to discuss. I think both T. Wade and Iglesias have been terrific in the roles that they've been asked to play. Xander, you know, has been better here as of late. Why is he on the team? We signed him to a 10-year deal. Yuki had a rough one the other day. Wandy has been inconsistent. I think that's all fair. What are we discussing? Yes, they've all had bad moments at times this season.
Chris, discuss.
I got nothing for this. This is so dumb and outlandish that I don't have anything to really attack it with.
You know, I do understand.
I mean, I'm not going to break down every single player who has a bad game. I mean, look, Yuki Matsui is on my fantasy team, right? As a kind of, you know, my fill-in middle relief guy.
Yeah.
And so the other day, you know, I was like, I hated it. But this is life. You're a baseball fan. You got your team. They're out there. Matsui's been good 90% of the season. The other day stunk. I mean, he gave up 4 runs in 1 inning. That's not what he wanted to do. I think Matsui's been pretty good. I feel pretty confident when he comes into the game most of the time. You know, guys, I don't know. Even the 27 Yankees, if there had been talk shows back then, I got to believe that Bob Musial went into a 2-week slump once in a while. And the Chris Christopher Russo of 1927 would have screamed at him on the radio. But
we need to hold you more accountable.
Yeah, I don't know. Our team is, you know, I think we got a solid shot to get where we want to go. I say this every year. I think as a fan, I don't think you have beyond the right to root for a competitive, compelling team that matters. Like the Rockies, I think those fans have that right, and they're not getting it in return. Some of those other teams. It
doesn't seem like they care either. Right, okay.
But the Padres are giving you this, and this is the seventh year in a row, or sixth, 21, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? 6 years in a row that they've been.
You're asking me to do math?
I know. 6 years in a row now, this team's been legit, and going into the second half with a shot. I think that's what we got. Now let's just see if we can go a little further. But I think they're giving you, you know, more than you should be able to ask for. Let's go. Take a break. Good job.
Next hour, next.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.